Terry Clementson from KMUD News. Earlier, she joins us again. Terry, what's the latest?
Okay, Mike, I just spoke with Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Wayne Hansen. He's the public information officer nowadays. He said that he's still trying to get information from officers on the ground investigating, but this is what he learned so far this morning. Okay, at 11 a.m., he said, and he confirmed that one of the three suspects involved in the home invasion robbery was apprehended. 34-year-old Brett Lawrence Swartzel, that's spelled S-W-O-R-T-Z-E-L, was arrested in the New Harris area this Tuesday morning. He was arrested because, quote, of outstanding local arrest warrants, as well as being tied to the home invasion robbery that happened early this Tuesday morning. Here's what the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office says they know so far. Last night around 12:30, three suspects attempted a home invasion robbery on South Face Road in the Island Mountain area. A male and female victim were at home when one suspect went into the house wearing a mask and gloves. The homeowner armed himself with a baseball bat and defended himself and his wife. That's when another suspect entered the house and pepper sprayed the victims. The two suspects then fled out to the third suspect. The sheriff's office says the home invasion victims were only injured by the pepper spray. But as the suspects were fleeing, they fired a shot at the house, at least one, and the bullet went inside the home, but luckily the victims were not shot. Between midnight and 1 a.m. when the suspects were fleeing, so driving away wherever they were going to drive to, a citizen blocked the road with a vehicle, and the suspects crashed into it. According to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, one of the three suspects at large was apprehended this morning, as mentioned. He was dressed in black and was hiding in bushes, I guess, north of the New Harris store, and that was Brett Swartzel. Now at 11:30 a.m., the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputies say they're still scouring the area looking for the other two white male suspects. CHP helicopter is still circling the area looking for anybody hiding. The sheriff's office says the two suspects are considered armed and dangerous. Everybody's told to stay away from anybody lurking in bushes and call 911 if there's somebody suspicious. Also, the sheriff's office did confirm shelter in place. So people are asked to not drive around, not look for anybody, not try to help. And this is the last quote that Lieutenant Hansen said. He said, quote, the violence was directed at the victims, not at the community. This was not a random act of violence, end quote.
Okay. So I had heard from witnesses in the valley that they had eyes on the two people who are still on foot. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Right. Nope. And if they had eyes on them, then the helicopter would have hypothetically swooped down and officers would have converged and nabbed them.
Okay.
But hopefully that's happening right now. I don't know.
So
if they would have caught the other two people, they would definitely be celebrating.
So this is, again, it appears to be family related, or, you know, the victim obviously knows the suspect.
I don't know. They didn't confirm that at all. He just said he can't confirm that, and they just caught the one person who's not related to anybody yet.
Okay. All right,
so
Terry.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Terry Clementson of KMUD News, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Mike. Stay safe, everybody.